Congressional candidate and former state senator Andrea Nuciforo Jr. recently issued a challenge to his rivals to four regional debates across the new Western Massachusetts district. Mr. Nuciforo mentioned the need for the debates as essential for voters to learn distinctions between himself and fellow candidate, current 2nd District Congressman Richard Neal.
It's 86 cities and towns that for the first time are together in one congressional district. So, you know, we really have to have, I think, multiple debates scattered throughout the district so that voters can really understand the stark differences between me and Congressman Neal on the issues facing the country. And that's what these debates are all about.
Neal's campaign supplied WAMC with a written statement in answer to Nuciforo's challenge, saying that he looks forward to discussion with all three candidates in the race. The statement reads in part, quote, "It is a well-known fact that Congressman Neal has always debated his political opponents during election years. He strongly believes that the voters of Western and Central Massachusetts deserve to know his views on the issues they care most about," unquote. The statement also says that, quote, "It is now up to the representatives of all three campaigns to work out the debate logistics," unquote. Fellow Democratic candidate Alford writer Bill Schein was not included in Nuciforo's challenge posted online Tuesday. When asked, Mr. Nuciforo did say that he would welcome all challengers to the debates.
All candidates are welcome to attend. We expect we'll have a very robust discussion of the issues involving all the candidates.
Schein accepted the challenge but called the invitation Kabuki Theater Politics, and that several media outlets have already approached the candidates in arranging debates.
Frankly, I find a lot of this pretty amusing because there are five debates already in the works, five media outlets that have invited all the candidates to debate, two newspapers, two television stations, and a radio station, with invitations going back all the way to March, I believe. I've accepted all of them and am looking forward to those events, and certainly hope the other two candidates will attend.
All of the congressional candidates have agreed to debates. Nuciforo suggested that the debates should be held in each region of the 1st District, including locations in Hampton, Worcester, Franklin, and Berkshire County. The Democratic primary contest will be held less than 2 months away on September 6th. Currently, there are no Republican challengers in the race for the seat in the House of Representatives. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.